You're listening to In My Humble Opinion with Imran Anwar. It has been 4.5 years since America was attacked on September 11. We have spent hundreds of billions of dollars since then to make the world and our homeland safer. Here are some news items that show us how much progress we have made. We are fast approaching the number of Americans killed in Iraq to exceed the number of our fellow Americans killed on September 11. But Bin Laden and his people are still planning attacks on us, so we are not safe from Bin Laden. The September 11 victims had no choice. They were killed by Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden. 2,400 Americans died in Iraq because of the wrong choice of our government and President George W. Bush. They died just so Halliburton, Dick Cheney's former company, can continue to get no-bid contracts. We don't have time to discuss that even in those no-bid contracts, Halliburton deliberately overcharged us, American taxpayers. They even got caught. But guess what? Instead of paying fines or penalties and giving the money back, the Bush-Cheney White House paid the bills in full. So our wallets are not safe from Halliburton and Dick Cheney. During this period of time, we have seen some of the largest energy companies like Enron to be exposed as crooks. These were companies in bed with Dick Cheney and the White House. Their crooked CEOs like Kenny Boy were personal friends of George Bush, deciding our energy policies in secret meetings with Cheney and Bush Company. While these people were getting rich, their shareholders, employees, and retirees were getting shafted with fraud. And the rest of us are paying more at the gas pump than ever before. So our wallets are not safe from the Cheney Bush oil buddies, and our pensions and stocks are not safe from their Enron-type buddies. Also during this time, we have seen large companies allowed to merge any way they like, laying off literally tens of thousands of Americans while abusing visas to bring in cheap labor from abroad. So our jobs are not safe. The government continues to give contracts, incentives, and tax breaks to companies that make most of their money off us American taxpayers and have been laying off Americans, hiring people in other countries, yet not paying taxes in America on their profits by diverting all their profits and revenues to offshore shelters. So our financial stability is not safe. Bush has turned a historic and incredibly large federal surplus into an unbelievably huge deficit, basically putting us, our children, and our next generations in debt. So our future is not safe. You would think anyone who has such great achievements would stop right there, or at least admit to making a mistake. But no, not our government. We know that terrorists would love to smuggle a nuclear weapon into the United States on a ship. Bush has been focused only on illegally keeping a two-bit crook, Jose Padilla, in illegal custody without being charged with a crime. But there is no real preparation for a dirty bomb attack on our soil or to protect our ports. So we are still not safe from a radiological or dirty bomb. While Americans continue to die in Iraq alongside civilian Iraqis in an illegal war Bush started, North Korea is already threatening to attack us if we take any action against them. So we are not safer from a real nuclear attack. North Korean nukes are not the only threat headed our way. The government admits not being prepared for an Asian bird flu virus, so our health is not safe. Speaking of things in the air, 4.5 years after September 11, despite billions being spent on airport security, the Transportation Safety Administration senior official declared this week that airport security is pretty much useless because it is so predictable that terrorists will just find a way around it. So even 5 years after hijacked planes killed 3,000 Americans, air travel is not safer. And don't think that this is the only government official in the news. A close aide to George Bush was arrested for stealing and shoplifting, so our stores are not safe from our own government's employees. If you don't believe me, read the latest news item. A senior official of the Bush government's Department of Homeland Security was just arrested trying to seduce and rape what he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Apparently, not only is our homeland not safe from Bin Laden, our kids are not safe from our own Department of Homeland Security. So tell me, how safe are you feeling? This is Imran Anwar, signing off.